This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. Up next, a call from a group of military veterans who are asking for a review of their pension rates. So earlier this week, a group called Veteran Bunket held an assembly that urged the government to look into their welfare and to review pension rates and payments. So this assembly was held at the National Monument in Kuala Lumpur. And if we look at what they're asking for, they're basically demanding a pension scheme for veterans who retired early. And the group also wants retired soldiers who are retrenched for disciplinary problems to be pardoned. At present, military personnel must serve for 21 years to qualify for pension, and those who retire early don't qualify for this benefit. So following this, there have been, I think, strengthened calls for the welfare of military veterans to be taken care of. Professor Dr. P. Ramasamy Palanisamy, for instance, called on Defence Minister Hishamuddin Hussein to act on this and said that he shouldn't pass the responsibility on to others. Now, in response, the defense minister has said that the demands raised by the veterans, including those related to pension, wasn't something that just sat under the defense ministry, and that it involves several other ministries as well, and therefore couldn't be resolved just by his ministry alone. So that's where we are at. He did promise to continue the agenda of protecting the veterans' welfare, and that they would give and that he would give due attention to their demands. Now, to understand what these demands are and what exactly they're calling for, we're going to be joined very shortly by a representative from Veteran Bunket. But do send your thoughts our way. What do you make of this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now on the line is Major Mio Rosli, Deputy Chairperson of the Organising Committee for Veteran Bunket. Major Mio, thanks for speaking with us today. So first off, can you tell us what role and capacity you served in the military?
I was the commanding officer of the RMF regiment that is now what is known as PASCAL, the RMF Special Forces. I was a commanding officer.
And you were part of the organizing committee for the recent assembly. So talk to us about the reasons for this gathering.
We have been fighting these issues of our pension for the past 8 years. And we have made many proposals through various association, veteran association, to the minister, to the Ministry of Defense, and to various leaders, the political leaders of the country. But then, after 8 years, you know, they keep on changing of government, changing of defense ministers, and sort of thing. Things doesn't work out. You know, the government keep on telling us that they still want to study. But to me, there's nothing much to study because we have made the study for them. And there are four main issues that we have been fighting. There are many issues, but we just put on the four main issues just basically so that every veteran, you know, should have food on the table every morning. You know that the veteran today, those who left before 2013, a lieutenant colonel and below are in the B40 category. Some of them are worse, you know. So we've been fighting that this thing. This is not new. You know, we've been fighting for 8 years continuously, almost every day. You know? And the government ignoring our demand. Our demand is not to ask anything that is outside the law.
Let's look at the current gaps in the veteran pension scheme, starting with the fact that only those who have served 21 years are eligible to receive a pension. Why is this a problem, and how many veterans would this then exclude?
That is one thing that is the difference between the military and the civil servant. If we look at the Pension Act 1980, that Pension Act does not apply to the armed forces. The armed forces have their own regulation on pension. Our term of service are not the same as the civil servant. Even though we are public servant, you know, under Article 132 of the Federal Constitution, but our term of service are not the same. You see the police, the judiciary people, you know, judiciary department, their term of service are the same as a civil servant. In the military, we made that everybody who served 21 years are eligible for pension. That is in the regulation, which is not fair, you know. If you compare to the civil servant, if you look at Section 9, 10, 11, and 12, it's written there, that in the civil servant, those who serve 10 years are eligible to ask for early retirement, and they will get pension when they reach the retirement age. And if you look at the also on the parliamentary people, the members of parliament, they have only to serve 36 months, and they are eligible to get pension. And we, in the military, we suffer, we sacrifice our life, you know, our family, our everything, to serve for this country, and we work 24 hours every day. And at the end of the day, the government just leave us like that, and this is not fair.
So how would you like to see this particular issue being addressed?
The issues can be addressed very simply. Number one, on the adjustment of pension. Adjustment of pension is written in the law. You know, whenever there is an increase of pay in the service, those people are currently in the service, that this, if there is any pay revision, the pension must be adjusted accordingly. That is in the law. We don't create this. We don't demand something from the sky. You know, we are asking why this thing has not been done. This thing has not been done in 2004 once, 2007 second, and lastly in 2013. And at the end of the day, the Prime Minister at that time, you know, in 2012, he announced in the Parliament that you don't have to wait for any pay review for your pension to be adjusted. And they said the government will increase the pension automatically by 2% per year. But can you imagine 2%? If your pension is only 1,000 ringgit and you get 2%, how much is that? Can you tell me? How much is 2% of the 1,000 ringgit? 20 ringgit. You can't even buy the ikan kembung. The ikan kembung is cost about 18 ringgit per kilo. You know, how do you expect the veteran want to survive? You know, all these laws are written in the Federal Constitution, and to tell you the truth, and a lot of the public are thinking that we pensioners are getting our pension from the taxpayers. This is wrong. Do you know that our pension are not from the taxpayers? It's our own money, our long-term investment. It's in the KWAP, you know, in the Co-op. Co-op is money being invested by the government servant. We put in the Co-op and the money has been invested. And then it has been calculated that this money in the Co-op is enough to pay for the pensioner until their lifetime. Why the government are so worried about there's no money?
So there's also a difference in pension rates, right? Can you help us understand why this is the case?
The difference in pension is because in 2013, those people in the service, their pay had been increased to the maximum of 60%. Okay? That's a big amount, you know? 60%. And our pension was not been reviewed, you know, been adjusted accordingly by the law. So when these people from who served in 2013 retire, their pension is very much higher than those people who served before 2013. For example, a corporal, you know what's a corporal? A two stripe on the shoulder. That's a corporal, you know. Pension, maximum pension, is more than what the first chief of the Air Force, I mean, Tan Sri Sulaiman Sujak, you know, Air Marshal Tan Sri Sujak, pension, you know, that kind of different. So, is it fair? I'm not asking that you know, we must get pension, you know, the government must pay us. No. That is the law. It is not our problem. The government want to increase the pay of the serving people, you know, or the government servant. That is nothing got to do with us. That's where the operating cost is from the government. But if they increase the pay of the serving people, they must also review and adjust our pension accordingly. That is the cause of the big gap between people who left after 2013 and those who left before 2013.
And what's been the response from the Defence Ministry?
The first reaction when we wanted to do the reunion, he said that do not, you use the word ugut, you know, ugut mean threaten him, you know. And he said that if you want to solve this matter, let's come and discuss face to face. I said, I have been to the Defence Minister office many times. If you want to debate with me, if you want to talk to me, let's have a debate on the stage whereby everybody can hear, you know. I demand to him that let's have a debate on the stage so that all the veterans can hear. And after that, he kept quiet, and then I carry on with the reunion, and after the reunion, he gave another statement. He challenged me to have a debate with the cabinet, not with him. And I have answered him. You know, I said that anytime, I'm willing to debate with the whole cabinet if I have to. So I don't know what he's thinking. I think the defense minister, I think he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's what my conclusion is.
Major Mio, thanks for speaking with us. That was Major Mio Rosli, Deputy Chairperson of the Organising Committee for Veteran Bankit, a group of military veterans who are calling for better care for their welfare as well as better pension. What do you make of this? You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And now, the Black Keys with Go on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.